This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Rothenburg Preparatory Academy is located in a section of Over the Rhine just north of Liberty Street and east of Vine Street. And according to 2013 census data, almost every child living in that area lives in poverty. Continuing the Nine on Your Side WCPO series exploring poverty in our region, WCPO reporter Lucy May looked at the Rothenburg community and the staff, volunteers, and residents who work together to break down the barriers that poverty creates and provide the neighborhood's children with opportunities they might otherwise never have. Lucy May joins us, along with Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, Community Learning Center Resource Coordinator for School-Based Services Barbara Bell, and school volunteer Dorothy Darden, who's known by everyone in the Rothenburg community as Miss Dorothy. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks, everybody, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Lucy, can you describe the situation? What is the poverty rate in Over the Rhine?
Well, in Over the Rhine as a whole, Over the Rhine is made up of four different census tracts. And as we were looking and breaking down that data, the kids who live in Over the Rhine are still, by and large, fairly poor. 80% of the kids who live in those four census tracts that may make up Over the Rhine live in families with household incomes below the federal poverty rate. In the tiny little section where Rothenburg is located, it's even higher. I think the census data that we were looking at was 2013 data. There were 587 children in that tiny little tract. 578 of them were living.
That's just the area around Rothenburg?
The little tiny area around Rothenburg. Right. It's not a big section at all. And there are a lot of children, and the vast majority of them were living in poverty. So that's what led us to Rothenburg. But what we found when we got there is that although the children are very poor and there are a lot of issues that presents, the school is just a model of strength. You walk into that school and you feel that the strength and the love almost the minute you walk in. And that's because of people like Ms. Simpson, Ms. Bell, and Ms. Dorothy, who are just surrounding children and with that love and support and giving them what they need.
Amber, how difficult does being surrounded by this poverty make it for the kids?
Well, of course, it's a challenge. We like to look at the beauty of the neighborhood, and we like to teach the children that no matter what the circumstances and the challenges are that they face, that they have an opportunity to have a better life. And so we really try to focus on that, and we try to remove any of the obstacles that could prevent them from being focused on receiving a good education and doing their best in the classroom.
So what kinds of things are you doing at Rothenburg, Barbara? I mean, what are some of the programs you have to help these kids?
Well, we're Beach Acres Parenting Center. I'm actually through the school with Beach Acres Parenting Center. And Beach Acres has a long history in Cincinnati, and we have a lot of programs that are geared towards helping the students. We have our parent volunteer team that's there on a regular basis. You have about 7 to 10 full-time parent volunteers with Ms. Dorothy leading that group every day, all day, washing uniforms, getting students new shoes. We also support all the social service programs in the building, wellness programs in the building, and community engagement as a whole. So any deficit or any barrier that we have or we notice when we assess the school, we fill a program or we fill that need with a service.
Amber, have you gotten a lot of support from various organizations in the community for dealing with this?
Absolutely. You know, I must say that this being my second year as principal at Rothenburg, I am overjoyed and amazed by the support that we receive from the community and from agencies that are in the Over the Rhine area. We also have a wonderful partnership with both of the neighborhood associations, with Peasley Neighborhood Association, as well as the Over the Rhine Community Council. And so just being able to pull from those resources and to identify the needs that we have in our building and to see the outpouring of love and support that comes from the community. They want to see Rothenburg successful. We believe that they want to see that the children are successful. And so that is so extremely important, and we are always grateful for the support we receive from the community.
Dorothy, tell me about how you got involved with working at Rothenburg. What's that been, about 14 years ago that you started with them?
14 years ago, I came back to volunteer. My children also attended Rothenburg back in the 90s. And I was invited to come back by the parent coordinator. Her name was Nancy Smith. And at the time, I didn't feel that I could come because I was not very well. But I came on anyway. And when I got there, I was really excited to be back, to be with parents that encourage you, the staff. And we just worked from a family perspective. And so it's just been a blessing to really be back working with parents that are trying to raise their kids and do the very best for them. And we don't work from the glass being half empty, but the glass being half full. And so we are looking for our ways to seeing our kids become the best and do their best. And when we all work with the parents, we are encouraging each other. We're boosting each other up. We have our principal. We have Miss Bell. All the staff works together, you know. It is a place like no other. When you come in there, you can feel the power. You can feel the vibe, and you know that this is teamwork. This is people working together and really doing the work. So coming back after my kids left was exciting, you know. And like I say, I'm excited every day that I come. I know that change is happening every day. And I know that flowers can come through cement, you know. If you plant the seed, you can bloom. You can get some really nice flowers. And we're looking forward to some really nice flowers coming up. Regardless to what statistics say, we are moving, our kids are moving, and we're going to have doctors, lawyers, engineers.
Oh, Amber, are you seeing a lot of good progress?
Absolutely. And, you know, Miss Dorothy can be very modest, but, you know, she is the heartbeat of Rothenberg Preparatory Academy, and the leadership that she brings and the love and the genuine support that she provides every day to parents and children, and to me and to the staff. She's correct. Rothenberg is a family. When you come and you take on a position at Rothenberg, be it a volunteer position, or be it you are a paid staff member, you are a part of the family, and we understand that in order for this to work, in order for us to see success with our students, we all have to work together as a unit. And Miss Dorothy and the parent volunteers are such a big part of that. The work that Miss Bell does in coordinating resources to our school and working with the parents and developing them and bringing in workshops and resources to support our families and build stronger families in the community is such a big part of the work that we are doing on the ground in the classrooms with providing high quality instruction. So we are definitely on the move, and we are seeing the progress. We are seeing the fruits of our labors. We know that we're not where we want to be yet, but we know that we're on the right path to get to where we want to be. We want our students to be successful citizens of the world. We want to see them, and we don't want to just have them prepared to be here at Rothenberg. We want them prepared to go on to the next level for high school and to go on to college and have successful careers. That's what the My Tomorrow Initiative in Cincinnati Public School is all about. And so we have the My Tomorrow Initiative here in our fifth and sixth grade through the advisory process, and we're getting our students prepared. And so all of the work and every hand and heart that's working here at Rothenberg is a big part of the success we've seen such thus far and the success that we're going to see in the future.
Amber, how many are working on this at Rothenberg? I guess you have a combination of staff and volunteers that are doing that. How many people are involved?
Oh, we have over 80 people involved, just hands, and that's everybody working in addition to staff, but the volunteers. We have partnerships throughout the community, the Rothenberg community, and throughout the city that are working. So, you know, to put a number on that, wow, Ms. Bell could probably give you a better estimate than I could, but, you know, the numbers are just so wonderful to see all of the hands and hearts that are working to make sure that Rothenberg is successful.
All right. I can add to those numbers. We have Pendleton Council. Their president, Tabitha Anderson, is very involved with the school. Ryan Messerwood over the Ryan Council. Those are our two councils that are wrapped around the school. And, of course, Peasley Neighborhood Center is connected. We have about 49 partnerships that are connected with the school. We went from 61 to 49 because we had to make sure, along with our administrator and her vision, to make sure that we had partnerships that were for the right reason, for the right cause, and really assisting us moving that down. And out of those 49 partnerships that are connected to the school, we have about 23 direct touch partners. And what that means is 23 partnerships are in the school Monday through Friday, actually working with our students, from tutoring to behavioral intervention to social emotional programs. So out of that, a total of 49 partnerships in total. And after Lucy shed some light on the school and on some of the barriers, we have since received a lot of support from the community, reaching out, donating, GoFundMe pages, Tom Hadley and the team, and a number of different volunteers in the neighborhood who were not connected are now connecting after the story.
And Ms. Dorothy, do you understand this correctly? Your daughters, you have two daughters who are also involved in working at the school?
Yes, I have a daughter that is a paraprofessional, and then I have a daughter that also volunteers, and my granddaughter attends the school.
Amber, how much as far as volunteers go, how important is the whole volunteer concept to making this all work?
Oh, they are critical to our success. We value the time that our volunteers sacrifice and put into Rothenburg. They're here every day like a full-time position, and they are dedicated to specific needs in the school. So they are so critical to our success, and we realize that we couldn't do what we do without them.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining this afternoon, WCPO reporter Lucy May, who looked at the Rothenburg community and the staff, volunteers, and residents who work together to break down the barriers poverty creates and to give the kids' neighborhood children opportunities that they might not otherwise have. Also joining us, Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, Community Learning Center Resource Coordinator for School-Based Services Barbara Bell, and school volunteer Dorothy Darden, who's known by everyone in the Rothenburg community as Miss Dorothy. So that's why you're hearing us call her Miss Dorothy. So you really enjoy your work, don't you? I mean, I can just you have a big smile on your face when you talk about it. You just absolutely glow, actually.
I enjoy every day that I can get up and make it to the school. It's about making a connection. I believe that just as human, we've kind of lost our way in sheltering each other and taking care of each other. And at Rothenburg, I can smile because we take care of each other. It's teamwork, it's family, it's community, it's all the things that build a healthy surrounding. Even with numbers that say that the kids are below poverty, we have a building up of each other. And when you can build up each other, you can come out of an eating situation. And so that's the way we look at it. The teachers are fantastic. Our principal, Ms. Bell, we all work together. And we see and respect each other. And we see we trust each other and see the potential in each other. And when people can see potential in you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a degree that the same person have, but when they can respect you enough to trust you, then you know you're on the right track. And we're on the right track at Rothenburg.
Lucia, what are some of the things you experienced when you were doing the reporting on Rothenburg and the community around it?
Yeah, my colleague Emily Maxwell, who took beautiful photos and video for the story, went a bunch of times. I can't remember how many times I'd email Ms. Bell and say, "We're coming back. Hope that's okay."
Over a year.
It was, we started, back in February of last school year, I guess, and for the first interviews, and then kept coming back through the end of last year, and came back after the beginning of this school year. And, you know, when Miss Dorothy and Miss Bell describe the, and Miss Simpson describe the atmosphere there, it's kind of, you know, I'm a reporter, and you hear people say all these glowing things, and you think, yeah, okay, I mean, you hear that stuff a lot, but
you might be a little bit skeptical.
You might be a little bit skeptical. Sure, it sounds good, but Emily and I spent so much time there, and the love is just so clear. I mean, Ms. Dorothy, I don't know how she knows every kid by name. She refers to them as her babies. When I, the first time I interviewed Ms. Dorothy, I said, "How many children do you have?" And she said, 412. And she was talking about the entire school population. And I thought, this lady has a, I mean, her heart is really for all these children, and they go to her. She comforts them, and she's not the only one. I mean, there are volunteers who will, you know, a kid is upset and comes and tumbles into their laps, and they're helping kids. They're hugging them in the hallways. I mean, there's just a lot of love. And, you know, some of these kids have some difficult lives that they're dealing with. Their parents are working late at night. They don't always see their moms as much as they'd like to, because their moms are juggling a bunch of jobs trying to make ends meet. And they've got the kind of love and support at this school that every child needs. And it was really uplifting to see that the number of times that we went.
Was there anything that popped out at you as a surprise, or something that you thought was really a key point as you were working on this?
Well, it's funny because, you know, when I first went to Rothenburg, you know, there's a lot of attention right now in the local media and the community on childhood poverty. And we made a pretty conscious decision that we didn't want to have a story that focused on a kid showing a child's need, or putting a spotlight on somebody with ripped shoes or a dirty face, or, you know, something that brought them down. And, you know, we didn't want to do that. And it was, when I went to Rothenburg, there was a concern there too. I mean, Ms. Bell was pretty protective, and Ms. Simpson both, they were like, look, we don't, they didn't say it in these words because they're too polite, but they were basically like, we don't want you to exploit our children. And I said, that's not what we want to do either. And it would have been hard to do that, because you don't see that at Rothenburg. What you see is the love and the strength, and they are working so hard to give the kids what they need. And Ms. Dorothy told me one of the first times I was there, we see each other for our gifts. We don't see each other for what we don't have. And to me, that was the whole story. I thought, this is what people don't understand about this community and what they look past, because they're focused on the numbers. And so that was, I guess, I don't know if I would say it surprised me, but it was a light bulb that went off for me, thanks to Ms. Dorothy, because of the way she talked to me about the love that the school and the whole community had for each other.
Barb, do you help, beyond helping the kids dealing with the issues they face because of poverty, do you reach out to the families as well? Are you helping the parents deal with the issues as well?
Oh, yes, all day, every day. because I'm Beach Acres Parenting Center, Beach Acres takes a holistic approach to everything, because parent engagement affects home, it affects their livelihood, it affects everything. And so we have workshops that Beach Acres presents once a month. There's a workshop at the school on parenting tips, tools, strategies, dealing with stress. We also bring in cooking classes into our parent center. This is for open to all parents and families, as well as the community. We have support discussions every morning. We have cafe discussions around coffee. While they're passing out uniforms, we're talking about what's going on in the news, what's happening at home, what can we do to help, what's going on in the classrooms. We also have evening family literacy events to talk with the families and wrap additional support around them. We have meetings and orientations with them. We do once a month professional development just for the parent volunteers that are already engaged, so they learn more about CPS and the initiatives. Also with Ms. Simpson, there's different things that go on day to day with the day to day operations. And Ms. Simpson will come into a meeting, a PD with the parents, and say, this is what's going on. This is where we need you to target, where we need your support. So it is a holistic approach, and we definitely are a family on every front. We're extremely collaborative.
Amber, how much work goes into doing this? It sounds like it's quite extensive.
The work never ends, but, you know, we love the work, and so we don't see it as, you know, work per se. This is something that we love, and This is what we want for our community. This is what we want for our students and our families. And so, you know, we recognize that there's a lot to do, and we need all hands on deck, and we have a lot of people working to make this effort successful. But, you know, we don't really take it as work. It's something that we get up and we want to do. And, you know, as I said, the parent volunteers, they're not coming there for a paycheck. They're coming there for the reward that comes intrinsically from giving back and supporting all of the students in the school.
Ms. Dorothea, what kinds of changes have you seen in the kids because of these efforts?
The kids know that we love them. And so when a child, children know when you care about them, and they know when you don't care about them.
They can tell when you're not being genuine.
And our children know that we care about them and we love them. And so even when there is correction, they know that they are loved. And so that is very important. We have children that have left the school. They come back. Some come back to talk about what's going on in their other schools or whatever. So it's a continuation of a family that once they leave, they still know that they have people in place at Rothenburg that they can come back to. So our kids know that we care, you know, and they care about us. So it's important that it goes both ways. And we know that it's there. So we're excited about that each and every day because it is about your gift. And so they have so many gifts. They make you laugh. They make you cry. And sometimes they just surprise you all the way around. But they're the best.
Amber, are there plans to add into this program or changes you're looking to make to it in the future?
Well, you know, we're always taking an assessment of our needs. But, you know, first and foremost, we look at what the overall vision is for the school. And, you know, again, we want our students to be successful citizens. We want them to be prepared to move on from Rothenburg and to be successful as they go on to high school and career. And so we will continue to assess the needs that come in the community and that affect our school. And we will always seek to revamp our program structure or to seek out resources and support to meet the needs of the school. So that is something that it's constantly done at the school leadership level with our instructional leadership team as well as our local school decision-making committee that's both made up of community members, teachers, parents, and students. So that is something that will constantly be looked at.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. WCPO reporter Lucy May, Rothenburg Preparatory Academy Principal Amber Simpson, Community Learning Center Resource Coordinator for School-Based Services Barbara Bell, and school volunteer Dorothy Darden. You can find a link to read the 9 on your side WCPO report below the line over the Rhine at WVXU.org. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives are a program are available at WVXU.org. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier, the assistant producer, Belinda Kai. Rick Andrus was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney.